they tell me what did I do to deserve you? Kidding me this way, I can't lose my life like this. I still fight, and if I die, please let them find me. Cause my lungs aren't working, liquid fills the inside of them. Stars be talking, you can see me underwater. As I descend, I see my life flash again. Got a message telling me that I should come onto yours now. And when I went inside and realized I'm the only one that arrived, I wish I stayed at home and bed, cause then I might have survived. You're not sorry, and no one else had this effect on me. Now I'm here, but your neighbors won't hear me screaming until they find me here. So tell me, what did I do to deserve you? Kidding me this way, is my life like this? I still fight, and if I die, please let them find me. Cause my lungs aren't working, liquid fills the inside of them. Stars be talking, you can see me underwater. As I descend, I see my life flash again. There's somebody shaking me on the floor now. I can't believe I'm still alive, but I don't know if I'm sure now. Ahead, I saw somebody with the midi eyes. It's you above me, cause you wanna double check that I died.
Welcome to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. I am DJ Caracol, and you're listening to The Autism Show, which is usually hosted by Naima Money and DJ Mud Skipper, but today they sadly could not be here, so I, DJ Caracol, will be taking over for this 30-minute talking time slot. The song you're listening to in the background is Zora's Domain from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is pretty on theme because I figured this episode I will talk about Zelda, since I know in the autism show they talk about interests and other things that they may be passionate about, and for me, the one thing I am passionate about is Zelda. So if you would like to stay tuned for that. Also, the following views presented in this following hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. So yeah, let me get into it. I'm here by myself, so I guess I'll just be talking here for a while. So yeah, I guess my theme for this episode will be which game I prefer more, which would be, I'll be comparing The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and the sequel Tears of the Kingdom, which I will say right now up front, these are all my opinions. This is my opinion. I may be harsh about certain things, but you know, if you like the game, you can feel free to. If you disagree, you know, that's your thing. But I will say for me personally, out of the two games, I very much prefer Breath of the Wild, and I will say, as a very heavy Zelda fan and someone who was very obsessed with Breath of the Wild for years, Tears of the Kingdom was, I don't want to say it was a letdown, but for me, okay, for some people, there's like certain aspects of games that they care more about type thing. So for me, I guess the two things that I want to talk about the most is, like, for one, just like the gameplay, like if the game is fun, like the features it has, and the plot, like the storyline. And for me, I'm a person who's very, like, when I'm playing a video game, like low-key, if the storyline or like the plot isn't like crazy or if it's like good, like I won't be that heavily invested in it. Like, you know, I like to play like those like mindless games where it's just fun. And, you know, you don't think about it. But for me, for, like, a game to hold, like, a big place in my life, like, I like the story and the plot. And I will say Tears of the Kingdom, like, in that aspect, was a big letdown for me. Considering that Breath of the Wild, in my opinion, is has like an amazing story. It's like one of the best Zelda games. I think it is my favorite Zelda game. A second contender would be Ocarina of Time, which also, you know, is like one of the most iconic games ever and has a really crazy good storyline, especially for the time and for when it came out. But yeah, I guess I'll just talk maybe a little bit about the plot of both games. So Zelda Breath of the Wild. Also, this has spoilers, so I don't know if you're ever planning to play these games and you don't want spoilers, you could feel free to tune out because I will be revealing like every plot point from these two games. But anyway, so Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda, it was unlike the other Zelda games for one because it was open world and it was like, it really changed the like path that all the other Zelda games had, where it was like a very linear story. You know, you have dungeons, you have all this, and Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom were very open. You could do whatever you want. There was no traditional dungeons. There wasn't even like the traditional music. A lot of the like things that made Zelda like Zelda were kind of thrown out the window, which for a lot of people, I know some people say like, oh, these games, they're like barely even Zelda games, you know, they're so different from the other ones that like we can't even put them in the league with the others, which could be true a little bit. They are very different games. I will say, if you pick up Zelda one day and you play either of these games first, it might be a little bit harder to get into the other ones because they're so linear and there isn't as much exploring that you can do. But I will say, like, I feel like games now in general are very like open as opposed to they were back then, but you know, it's probably just technology, you know, it lets them make bigger worlds and more options. But okay, so the plot, which is honestly the main reason that I would say I prefer The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, I will say that the plot and the storyline of Breath of the Wild is way better than Tears of the Kingdom. And I feel like for Tears of the Kingdom, in that second game, I feel like that isn't something that the developers like prioritized as much as they did gameplay, because it felt super lackluster and a lot of things were left like open and they didn't really close a lot of chapters that I feel like they might have opened in Breath of the Wild. For one being the Zonai, which is like the main new people of Tears of the Kingdom, which was like very heavily referenced in Breath of the Wild. Well, not heavily. It was actually, there was like no information on them. So in Breath of the Wild, there's a region called the Faron Woods where you could find like remains and, you know, there's like hints and clues in the game that just says like, oh, there was an old society here. They were like hunters and they were like fighters and you could get equipment from them and just get like a little bit of lore. So then in Tears of the Kingdom, I guess they decided to go for the Zonai type theme and the whole game was centered around that. But they like just completely changed sort of everything that we saw in Breath of the Wild, where the Zonai were now all of a sudden a super advanced society that created like really crazy technologies, like flying cars and basically anything you want. And the people, well, they weren't people, they're more like giant dog goats type looking thing, which I felt like kind of came out of a left field, which I didn't like. And I will also say there was no buildup to it at all. So in the very beginning of Tears of the Kingdom, like you start the game and you're underneath Hyrule Castle and Link and Zelda are walking along and they run into like some like ruins. And Zelda, like within like seconds of you starting this game, she goes, oh my God, this is like the Zonai. Oh my God, this is like an old Zonai statue. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like, because the games, they took about like 7 years in between games, which I'll talk about that in a second. But there was such a buildup to it. There was such a mystery around the Zonai just for like in the first like 2 minutes of the game. They kind of just like spilled everything, which I don't know. It felt like I was wanting something more. It was just kind of thrown out in the open, which I felt a little bit disappointed about. And I guess I'll talk about it now, the time that's spent in between games. So The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, when did this game, I believe it came out in 2017, 2016, which is, well, it's 2024 now. It's been a really long time. And Tears of the Kingdom came out, was it last year, 2023? So that is what, like, about 6-7 years in between games. And for a sequel is pretty crazy, considering that Breath of the Wild from scratch was made in less time. And Tears of the Kingdom has all the same models, the same controls, same everything. So you would think with all the time that they had to make the game, they could have fleshed out everything. They could have done the crazy gameplay. They could have done a crazy good story. But I feel like they just prioritized the gameplay more, which I will say, if I am to compare the two games and I want to talk about gameplay, I will say Tears of the Kingdom is better. It has a lot. It has like new abilities. It has new like quality of life changes. That when I first started playing Tears of the Kingdom, you know, I got like really hooked onto it, obviously, because I was looking forward to that game for years. And the new abilities, I would say, are really cool. And for a while, I was thinking, oh, Breath of the Wild is like obsolete at this point, because Tears of the Kingdom is like way more fun to play and way cooler. But then recently I had a friend play Breath of the Wild, and I like sat with them and we played the whole game together. And then I like thought back and I'm like, actually no, Breath of the Wild continues to be the superior game in my opinion, and it's just better in all aspects. Even with the quality of life and the new abilities, I would still play Breath of the Wild way more. I will say Tears of the Kingdom also has a really lackluster map, because they use the exact same map from Breath of the Wild with slight changes. I mean, there's like a new village kind, it's not even a village, it's like a settlement. And there's like small changes to the map. And I will say, when they announced Tears of the Kingdom, they were hyping up the Sky Islands like crazy. Like, if you're to watch the trailers, the little teasers, literally all of it takes place in the sky. But then when you actually play Tears of the Kingdom, it is literally, the Sky Islands are so small and insignificant. And you spend like the first hour or two in the sky, like for the introduction and what is it called, like the first part of the game, basically like the first hour of gameplay for the game, you're in the sky and then you get back onto land and then you basically never go up in the sky again. And I feel like they just kind of forgot it, which I feel like is kind of crazy, like I said, considering that they spent so long on this game. So you would think that they could have done like something really crazy. They could have, you know, made entire ginormous sky islands, not just little pieces of rocks with like a chest on them. But that was literally all they did, which I don't know. I don't know what they were doing all that time, which I mean, I know COVID happened, which definitely did slow down their progress a lot, but they had already delayed the game so much. But so I don't know. I feel like maybe it wasn't worth it, low-key, all that time they spent. I don't know what they were doing. I also know, so in the game, there is like just the general map of Hyrule, which is like the land that they live in, which is the exact same in both games, in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. It's the same map. Tears of the Kingdom adds one big sky island and like a couple little floating rocks. And they also have the depths, which in any teaser or trailer, they did not mention at all. So everybody went into that kind of completely blind. But it was just like an underground area of Hyrule, and it's actually ginormous. It's like as big as the entire Hyrule map. So I don't know why they didn't advertise that at all. I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe that was what they were going for. But even though they do have an entire new map and it is ginormous, like I said, it's as big as the original map, it's really boring because it's just nothing. And I know people say that about like Breath of the Wild in general, where they're like, oh, it's such a huge map, but it's filled with nothing. It's just empty grass space. But I actually disagree. I feel like Breath of the Wild has, even though there's some empty spaces, if you take into account a little bit, I feel like I didn't explain like any plot of the game. But so Link like loses his memory and he has to find his memories. So even though there is like, you know, there's a lot of spaces, there's a lot of sometimes empty patches, but you can like find your memories there, and it's like important to the story. But anyways, in Tears of the Kingdom, they have the underground area, which for the most part, I mean, there is like a side quest that happens down there, which is important. Well, it's not really important. I mean, you don't really have to do it, but it's not like there's nothing there. There's no towns. it's just literally empty. You can like mine for some gems if you want, but it's just like 99% empty, like useless space, if I'm being honest. And another thing which I just thought about right now, which is another like really big complaint that not only do I have, but like I see a lot of people complain about this, that the games have absolutely no Tears of the Kingdom is a sequel of Breath of the Wild, yet there is like no connection between the games and the story. So you play as Link and you like talk to NPCs, but then they like don't know who you are, which is like, which like doesn't make sense, because in the last game they knew you, and you're basically just like redoing everything. Not redoing everything, I want to say, but it's just like, it feels like there's no payoff and there's no like, it's not even a sequel. It feels like they just randomly made a game and then they said it was a sequel because the games have like nearly no connection with each other and like no callbacks to anything. Like, I don't know. I feel like in Breath of the Wild, there wasn't that many characters. There was like obviously Link, Zelda, and like they had some side characters, maybe like four or five of them. And they were all like incredibly important. It was like really emotional and touching, beautiful story. And then in Tears of the Kingdom, they just like completely forgot about literally all of them. And there was absolutely zero callbacks to them, no reference to them. It's just like they're gone. And like, what kind of sequel is that where you don't get any like reward or you don't get like a callback and you think like, oh, you know, like this is the same universe. Some people argue that they're like, is it even the same universe? Because there's absolutely no like connection between the two games. Which I feel like if people are thinking that and saying that, then maybe it's not that great of a sequel. I will also say for the storyline, okay, this is like massive spoilers for the game, it's like the biggest spoiler ever. But so it's like centered around dragons, and there's basically like a decision that a character has to make where they can turn into a dragon, but they'll become one forever and they can't undo it, and they'll become like an eternal living dragon. But then, so they make that choice and I was like shocked, it was like crazy. But then at the end of the game they turn back, which I feel like some people might think like, oh, obviously they were gonna turn back. But me personally, I just really hate when TV shows and movies and games do this, where they have like a situation that's like life or death, super crazy, super like a very big decision, and then it just gets like undid for like no reason. It's kind of like plot armor where like they can't die, or like you can't become an immortal dragon because you're the main character, so you're just gonna turn back into yourself. And it kind of makes it feel like, okay, what was the urgency? Like, what was that decision meant nothing, because now there was no sacrifice, basically. You got to turn back into yourself, and then you got your happily ever after, and then it was okay. Which, I don't know, it didn't feel as emotional as Breath of the Wild did. I feel like that game, like, it makes me cry at the end. It's a really good story. The ending is really touching. And I felt like in Tears of the Kingdom, the ending, I watched it, and then I was thinking, like, oh, that was it. Basically, like, the final cutscenes, it was like nothing special. I feel like we also didn't get a chance to really like bond with those characters as much. I know there's like one character specifically in Tears of the Kingdom I'm thinking of, like her name is Minoru. She's like the king's sister or whatever. And I don't know, the game kind of like ends with her because she had like a bond with Zelda or whatever. But I like, as the player, I'm like, I never got like connected with her. Like, we low-key didn't see much of her. She just appeared a couple times, but there was no emotional connection like there was with Breath of the Wild, which in that game, so there was in the past there was like these four fighters who passed away, or I could say they died like fighting Ganon, which is the main villain of the game Zelda. They like died fighting Ganon, and their descendants are the ones who now have to help beat Ganon, like, after all that time. But it was very, I don't know, like, with all those fighters in Breath of the Wild, their descendants and, like, the people in the town, like, they still spoke about them. Some of them were able to still remember them. So you felt, like, an emotional tie to these characters because people would talk about them, like so fondly and so frequently, and you would get like flashbacks with them. So when you see that like they died and like the things that happened, you feel like a real, you feel like really emotional about it, because it's like, oh, you felt connected to them and you got a chance to like see the character. Meanwhile, in Tears of the Kingdom, they like kind of didn't do that as much. They introduced like 2-3 new characters, and for like right off the bat, one of them kind of like just instantly died, which like I feel like it would have made me sad if I had like seen more of her, if the game like included more cutscenes, if we saw more about her. But because they kind of just insta-killed her, like it didn't really mean anything to me. And then for the other characters, they also just like didn't really have personalities. I felt like they existed only to help Zelda and like to compliment her. Meanwhile, in the other game, they all had like very distinct personalities. They had like their thoughts and their feelings, and they were very outspoken. But in Tears of the Kingdom, none of the new characters felt like that. Felt like they were just kind of there. So whenever any of them died or made like a big sacrifice, I like didn't cry. I didn't really feel sad, because I was just like, oh, okay, like I barely even saw this character and now they're gone, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, I don't know. I have like 10 more minutes. But yeah, I guess that's, I feel like I was kind of talking all over the place. But I guess what I'm saying is like Breath of the Wild, for me, the story was a lot more cohesive. It was just better, like all around. The characters were better. The music was better. Like the ending was better. The beginning was a lot better. The ending, the beginning is like crazy. If you haven't played these games, if you would like to check them out, you should maybe watch like a video, watch like a playthrough if you don't have a Switch. But they're like one of, they're like the best game I've ever played. So I recommend it to literally everyone. I always beg people to play this game. It is really long though, I will say. I know people get overwhelmed by like such a big game. But yeah. That's kind of it. Yeah, so in conclusion, I think the plot is better, which to me, like I said at the very beginning, now that I'm thinking about it, to some people, some things matter more. So if you don't really care about like the story as much or like the plot, I just like to get very emotionally invested in things and in movies and TV shows. But if you just want to like play a game and think it's fun, then honestly, I would recommend Tears of the Kingdom. And you know, you could like play Breath of the Wild and then play Tears of the Kingdom and think like, whoa, this is a lot more fun. There's more things to do. The abilities are cooler, which I agree. I think the abilities and like the actual gameplay is a lot more fun in Tears of the Kingdom. But for me personally, that's just like, I don't want to say it's not important, because it obviously is important for the game to be fun. But for me, it just matters more the story. So for me, when I play like a really, well, with Breath of the Wild specifically, because I get like, I'm like a very big Zelda fan and I'm like very emotionally invested in the lore and all kinds of things. So even though the game was fun, if the story wasn't all the way there for me, I was bound to feel disappointed. But yeah, I guess that's it for the autism show. Or yeah, it was the autism show, but I guess temporarily we'd call it the Zelda show. I'm DJ Caracol. I'll play a song to play me off for the next show, which I believe is Concrete, Concrete, Concrete. I'll be playing Beaches by Biabadubi. So you can stay tuned if you like. This is KDBS Davis 90.3 FM.
Tell me all the secrets, don't You've heard about the opiate crisis. Opiates are powerful, pain-reducing medications prescribed by doctors, but they can also be very dangerous. In fact, most overdose deaths involve opiates. So what can you do? A lot. Trouble with opiates often start at home with unused medications in your cabinets or drawers. Opiates could be in pill bottles, syrups, or even prescription patches. Whatever they look like, dispose of unused opiate medications safely before they hurt your family. Find out how to remove the risk at fda.gov/drug disposal.
Whoa.
Hey!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Experts at the National MS Society have some strategies for taming stress. Simplify your life. Relax. Learn to say no. Do the unpleasant things early in the day so you don't have to worry about them. Schedule rest periods, and finally, learn to laugh at yourself. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a chronic, unpredictable disease of the central nervous system. To find out more about the National MS Society, call 1-800-FIGHT-MS or visit www.nationalmssociety.org.
Once the communist has been recruited and trained, he then proceeds with his mature communist activity.
Balancing
the arguments of communism with the idea of including other people in communism. This is not the primary.
When I was young, it seemed
communism
to me
to power,
the whole wide world would soon be free.
One,
but communism is on the rise. And Satan has a new disguise.
KDVS Davis, Communist Radio for the 21st Century.
USA must realize that she's the biggest
organization had something to offer. It was very concrete.
A concrete political structure, whether we call it our party.
And concrete demands and a clear strategy for victory.
Everyone had to be trained on weapons. And so that changed the dynamic. In other words, the concrete conditions began to change the culture.
As well as give concrete assistance to liberation movement.
To you, to all of you, that all of you begin to think in very concrete terms.
Hello, hello. You're tuned into 90.3